Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Storm.
Listen up now. You get a chance to win some tickets. 312-540-0670. You can join us on September 25th in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage, joined by Billy Donovan, Arturis Karnachovas, in studio during the 8 o'clock hour. All brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois through it all. And by Schmaltz Deli, spreading deli goodness everywhere. 312-540-0670.
Billy, the boss, and breakfast. What do you want out of life?
It's awesome.
Egg salad. I want the Schmaltz Deli egg salad is what I want.
We'll get to you.
We'll do a special transition where someone will walk over with a bowl of egg salad for me.
We are broadcasting live from the Scores Hyundai Studio, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Connor filling in for Evan, I believe, this morning. He got us up and running. And thanks to everyone who is ever part of our Twitch broadcast, including those watching. And David, thanks to all the texters and the callers and emailers.
Most of thank you for listening on this Thursday, September 19th.
And thanks to our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes. He's not here. And Alex Kuhn, thank you for taking a day off. And Alex Kuhn stepped in and did a great job.
He's a backup.
No, he's the star. Didn't David name him the MVP?
He's the MVP.
That's right.
He's the MVP. He's a backup who's the MVP. How about that?
And Brandon Fryer's still bitter about that. Thank you, Brandon.
There is no one who epitomizes a champion the way this man does right here. There is no one out here. What an example for us to be with every single day. Bob Uecker. No doubt.
I peed my pants.
The Brewers with some big wins.
They celebrated.
They won a division title.
Yeah, they did. Third in 4 years.
Hey, we got Marshall Harris here. Marshall, you look like you're doing okay, buddy. Moving well.
Moving better. That's the goal. Every day we take a step up.
It's you. And he's here with Dan Bernstein. Ready to...
It sounds like Chelly talking about the Bears.
Come on, they're 1-1. They're going to win this week. The world will be different.
I think
week's Armageddon.
You look at their schedule and you have every reason to feel optimistic if you're a Bears fan. I believe that because next week the Rams and then after that the Panthers. So...
Did you hear what Mike Palm told us? And I did not know this, but since 2010, teams that start 0-2 cover 70% of the time in week 3.
And they're favored already.
And they're favored by a point and a half.
Hmm. Oh, but that line's down from 2.5 to 1.5.
Because people saw the Bears play.
Yeah. And that's without DeForest
Buckner.
The Colts
lost two games. That's without
DeForest Buckner.
DeForest would.
Are we missing something here? I have the Bears... I have predicted a Bears win as well.
Okay.
I haven't picked yet.
We're picked tomorrow.
I can tell you where you're leaning.
I don't know. I was leaning one way, but now that number bothered the hell out of me.
Yeah, the Colts have a hard time getting any confidence from me if they can't stop the run. Better they can stop the run.
And if they can't beat Malik Willis.
Well, you say that, but it's more than Malik Willis to beat the Colts. Malik Willis did not get the Packers beat.
But he was the starting quarterback in that game, and they should have won it for that reason.
Hey, guys, it's the battle between the movable force and the stoppable object. We'll see what happens with the offensive rushing attack of the Bears versus, the gashed and hemorrhaging rush defense of the Indianapolis Colts.
We talked about that today, about if they're allowing 234 yards a game, how many will the Bears get? And I think we kind of agreed if they had a really good outing, they could get 150
150.
Yards. Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's the standard. I think 150 is the magic number.
Even though they're allowing 234.
You'd be happy with 150.
150.
We have such low expectations.
Obviously, a lot of that is going to depend on the necessity of throwing based on the clock and the scoreboard. And what you care. Are you conserving time or are you going to throw early to score points and then run to win? Or are you going to run early to establish the run and then maybe have to throw late to win?
I'd run to win early and I'd run to win late.
Yeah, I would too.
Because they don't stop the run.
We said this. High school offense, you could get out there on a wishbone.
Yeah. Put your foot on their necks.
Love the wishbone.
And don't ever let go.
Love the wishbone.
Yeah.
I could watch wishbone
operate
all day.
Operate under center.
Yeah.
And and just see how that works and try a little play action.
Operate what?
Operate your offense under center.
Under center.
As opposed
Is that something that they do?
No. But they did it once. Olin pointed it out. They did it once. Was that in the fourth quarter? And they gained like 12 yards or something right up the middle.
No, that was my point. I was like, if they did that a little more frequently, I think you got to mix it up and say, we see your weakness, you know your weakness, and we're going to exploit your weakness.
Oh, I'm saying I would line up under center and play until they stop the run. And then go
I
to
think
play
action. Also it could help your quarterback get into a rhythm.
Yes.
The rhythm of the drop, the rhythm of the quick pass and release, timing things.
Caleb already said his rhythm's way better in week two than it was in week one.
Yeah, he talked about his drops. It was the first thing he pointed to was that he was hurrying or rushing, I believe, his drops. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I don't think he's all that comfortable yet working under center, and maybe as the games go on, they'll fold more of it in there, because we know that he has some agency in this game plan as well.
No doubt about it.
It isn't just Waldron. Right. They're talking to him, and they're asking him, where are you comfortable? My guess is, and it's not surprising. I'm not mad at him. That's all he's ever played.
I'm comfortable throwing into triple coverage.
You guys are big on TikTok, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
well, even if you're not big on TikTok.
We do a lot of dancing.
The way it goes is it goes TikTok to Instagram to Facebook. So you're somewhere out there. You're familiar with the trend that's now old and passe about the very... I said the trend is old. Very mindful, very demure, very cutesy, all that.
Yeah.
They need to be the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Just be the opposite of that.
Get angry.
Nothing demure about what they need to do. Yeah, don't be demure.
Don't be demure.
I think the wild card is the variance of the play of the opposing quarterback, because Anthony Richardson, I believe I saw this stat, he's near the bottom of passer rating, but near the top of QBR.
Well, the reason is because you're punished for interceptions in passer rating.
Mm-hmm.
So
five
he's
bad,
throwing
right?
the ball away. It's considered not good.
He's capable.
QBR doesn't damage you in the same fashion.
He can come out on one series and throw the ball right to Jaquan Brisker and not see him at all. And then the next series throw and beat you for a 65-yard touchdown pass.
True.
Well, I'll take a couple of those, throw to the team in the other jersey.
It'd be nice to
and
see.
That's all the Bears really
that's
need to
win
the game.
That's all they really need with their need. Defense. Yep.
Two like takeaways and 150 yards rushing.
A couple 50-yard field goals and get out of there.
There we go.
We've got a lot to do today. We have a ton of Bears to start. We have to get to the White Sox piece that is confirmation of what we've been talking about for years.
Yeah.
That is a validation of everything, of every story we've told, of everything that we've said. Now they're getting anonymous and sourced quotes that simply confirm every bit of it and add some color around the edges. We're going to probably put to bed all the DJ Moore body language stuff because it's enough. Jason Leisure at 11, Paul Charchian will optimize your fantasy possibilities, football-wise, at 11:25. I have a very special surprise for High Noon today. Oh. Matt Bowen at noon, our first yearly visit with Jarrett Payton at 12:25. At 1:25, the lead singer of Gwar, Blothar the Berserker, is going to join us. They are playing Riot Fest in Chicago on Sunday. We tremble in the presence of the great Blothar at 1:25.
Can't wait. Have a great show.